A couple of weeks ago, Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia joined us to discuss the proposal from the major cinema chains to expand the accessible circuit. Well, since we last spoke, that proposal has been accepted by the consumer groups, including Vision Australia, and we are soon to begin the rollout of the next phase. Ali is with us again today to talk a little more about the expansion. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you, Roberta.
Now that we have an offer that's been accepted, do we have a confirmed timeline for the rollout and, in particular, a commencement date?
The timeline for the total expansion, it takes us to the end of 2014, which is how it originally was. But the first part of the rollout is for 10% of the total locations to be up and running by the end of December this year. So even though it's all been agreed upon, at this point in time we don't have an actual date or even the first location. But I'm sure over the next couple of months that information will come to light.
Ali, last time we spoke you talked of 132 locations, but there was a question hanging over new cinema builds being included in the future. Has that question been answered?
Yes, there will be any new builds will be included. So if a Hoyts location, for example, opens up in a new suburb on the outskirts of Perth, that will be an accessible location from the outset. So that number of 132, it's really a minimum.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
One minor area of concern for the blind and vision impaired has been the use of over-the-head earphones in the independent locations. Do you know whether these same earphones will be used by the majors?
Those over-the-head earphones, they're still available, and so they're an option now for the reception of the audio description. But the sort of the nitty-gritty of the equipment is still being decided on. So, but there are options.
Getting it there is the first thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
So what's the reception been like from the consumer groups?
I think everyone agrees that the number of locations is probably the biggest development we've seen in accessible cinema since its inception back in 2001, you know, and that's a great thing. The type of equipment being used to view the captions has caused debate, but what we're all trying to remember is that technology changes rapidly, and what we will use for the next rollout, it'll be updated over time and other compatible options will become available. And this is the same for the audio description as well with the headset issue. So everyone's seeing this as a beginning rather than the hard yards have been done now, let's all turn our backs and focus on something else. It's a beginning and things will continually change for the better with time if we keep our fingers on the pulse.
Exactly. Now, how can the general public keep tabs on how the expansion is going? Is there a specific website or maybe a newsletter that they can sign up to?
Well, firstly, keep listening to this program as I'll come back regularly to let you know what new locations are opening up and news in general. Secondly, there's a specific accessible cinema website that's called www.yourlocalcinema.com.au. So that's yourlocalcinema, all one word, .com.au. And we'll keep everyone informed of what is going on as well as what audio described films are playing where and when. As for a newsletter, MAA, we distribute an e-newsletter that will include all the latest news on the expansion, and people can sign up for that on the homepage of audiodescription.com.au.
And it's a very, very informative newsletter too. I usually have a good look at it. So listeners, get your jaffers ready to roll down the aisles of your local accessible cinema. This is definitely an exciting time for Australian movie fans with vision and hearing impairments. And we can look forward to at least 132 opening nights of audio described movies. For more information on audio description in cinema, you can visit www.audiodescription.com.au or phone Media Access Australia on 02921 6242. Ali Woodford, thank you for all of that today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to our next update. I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia. And if you would like to know what's on in the cinemas, you can go to yourlocalcinema.com.au or you can find out more about audio description on audiodescription.com.au. And as I said earlier, you can always use the phone 02921 26242. Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.